From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo alleging top U.S. law enforcement officials were biased against the president. The official said it would likely be released without anything edited out. President Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make that memo public. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice tells VOA this is unprecedented.
The way it's supposed to work is this. When a memo is issued to the public, what you're supposed to do is to take it to the organizations that had intelligence in it. So it could be the Bureau, it could be CIA, it could be NSA, it could be DOD, somebody, to make sure that there's nothing in there that could actually be tracked backward, that could actually hurt the United States.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation into Moscow influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is affected by political bias. Pakistan's defense minister is expressing concern about a White House statement saying the U.S. military has been given authority to eliminate militant safe havens in Pakistan. White House statement came in an email on President Trump's foreign policy accomplishments. Joint Staff Director, Marine Colonel, Marine Lieutenant General, that is, Kenneth McKenzie, says the U.S. military does not contemplate military operations inside of Pakistan. United States expressing concern that Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga's self-inauguration and rejected actions that undermine Kenya's constitution. Odinga took the oath of president as a mock inauguration on January the 30th. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has again blocked the Trump administration from deporting about 50 illegal Indonesian Christian immigrants who say they could face violence if sent back to the Muslim-majority Indonesia. Some of the Indonesians have been in the United States for more than 20 years. Immigration authorities have always allowed them to stay as long as they reported regularly to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. But the officials told them in August that they had to leave. It is unclear why. Two Reuters journalists arrested in Myanmar for violating the country's colonial-era Official Secrets Act were denied bail during a court appearance on Thursday. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We're continuing through our team on the ground to follow the developments in the case of these two journalists extremely closely. The periodic hearings that are taking place. As you know, the Secretary General has expressed his concern at the erosion of the press freedom in Myanmar, and he has called for the international community to do whatever it can to secure the release of the journalists and to ensure press freedom in the country.
Two Reuters journalists were arrested on December the 12th after they were handed a stack of documents by two policemen at a restaurant. The pair were covering the military campaign in Rakhine State that has driven nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims across the border into Bangladesh since August. Violent clashes between Taliban insurgents and the Islamic State militants have forcibly displaced thousands of civilians in Afghanistan's northern provinces. Members of the Provincial Council warned if government does not launch an operation to suppress the militants in the province, more civilians will suffer and potentially die. 28 Russian athletes have had their Olympic doping bans overturned, throwing the International Olympic Committee policy on the country into a bit of turmoil. We get more now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport, the highest tribunal in professional athletics, has overturned the bans from the International Olympic Committee. The court says there's insufficient evidence against them. Another 11 athletes who the court believes did violate rules on performance drugs had their lifetime bans removed in favor of a single ban from this year's Winter Games in Pyeongchang. That means that of the 43 total who were banned in the wake of the 2014 Sochi Games, only three are still waiting to have their appeals heard.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.